2. The Becoming. The boy sailed for England in October of 1839, his life compressed into a bundle of trunks, the wooden clarinet wrapped in layers. The Irish Sea coiled and cupped, passage seldom smooth. In Liverpool, the Empire's exotica spilled onto the docks, smells from the Caribbean, birds from the South Seas, dark-skinned, newly freed deckhands singing something that could not have come from Great Britain, and hundreds of Irish families looking to take the first steps toward a new life. He caught a coach to Manchester, changed for another to Wally, and after a journey that had lasted 5 days in all, he arrived in Lancashire, at Stonyhurst College. Home for the next 4 years was one of the largest buildings under a single roof in all of Europe. The pile impressed him, for its enormity, for its brooding setting in a valley of old sycamores and chestnuts, for the stone eagles perched atop twin cupolas towering above the rest of the manor. The tree branches were like wrinkled arms, he thought, holding the college in mystery. Years later, the deep-shadowed forests beyond the moats of Stonyhurst would make a similar impression on the imagination of another temporary resident, J.R.R. Tolkien. In its age and posture, its stained glass windows and arched entrances, the shell of the college was a match for its mission: to educate the most influential Catholics of Europe. He was taken to his room, cold and dimly lit, gas lamps in the hallways to find the way. Biting winds swept down from the Pendle Hills, a nag for all but the summer months. Heat came from the glow of burning coal beneath grates in the common room. He traded his silks for a uniform of a blue swallowtail coat, gold buttons, a waistcoat and grey pants. He could only wear one pair of shoes from Sunday through Wednesday, and then changed into a second pair for the remainder of the week. Two pairs, no more. Get rid of the accent, he was told immediately. It won't do you any good here. These were English Jesuits giving 200 boys an English education. Exploring the warrens of the old estate, he came to a high table, prominently displayed in the refectory. Cromwell's bed for one night.